Texte numéro 13. Are video games really addictive? I don't have serious arguments with my kids very often. My 12-year-old twin boys are well-mannered and cooperative, but last week they had me spitting mad. I had to ask again and again, and finally to cajole, bribe and threaten to get them to turn off their PlayStation and get in the car. Of course, video games can seem addictive. Almost every parent or adult gamer appreciates that. So the fact that the World Health Organization just added a gaming disorder diagnosis to the International Classification of Diseases isn't a big shock. But is addiction to video games a real addiction? Is an obsession with Fortnite as bad as an alcohol problem? Experts have pointed to parallels between behavioural addictions, such as gambling, and substance addictions, like drugs and booze, for years, with brain research bolstering their findings. Both addictions are defined similarly, as a compelling activity you find difficult to stop, despite the fact that it's wrecking your life. Both correspond with differences in brain structure and function that look remarkably similar. The people, whether adults or children, who are most prone to either kind of addiction, are more likely than others to score high on impulsivity and low on measures of inhibition, decision-making and cognitive control. And they are more likely to have suffered psychological problems such as depression and anxiety, often resulting from childhood experiences such as parental neglect or abuse. But video game playing is rarely addictive. That makes it a very different animal from, say, gambling or binge eating. Experts estimate that problematic play is exhibited by 0.5% of the general population and less than 1% of adult gamers. That isn't to say that we shouldn't be concerned. Yet, gaming has unique benefits as well as potential pitfalls. Firstly, video games are a lot of fun. Second, they can be good for you. Dozens of studies have shown correlations between video game use and improved spatial processing, multitasking, attentional control, and perseverance. And, sorry to have to add this, parents, the games many of us hate the most, first-person shooters, get top grades for cognitive enhancement. Games also improve emotional self-control and social skills. Today's kids play games with teams of other kids, who may be friends from school or strangers from across the planet, people whose real names they'll never know, but whom they learn to care about and trust. And lastly, recent research reveals 1 or 2 hours of daily screen time, including WhatsApp, movies and video games, are optimal for teens' mental well-being, that is to say, better than either no screen time or more than 3 or 4 hours daily. Adapted from The Guardian, June 2018.